One of Prime Minister Jan Fischer's first tasks in his new job will be implementing a £1 billion stimulus package to kickstart the Czech economy. A final outline of the package was agreed upon this week by the outgoing government coalition and the opposition Social Democrats. Mirek Topolánek's outgoing cabinet managed to keep their proposals for social insurance payment cuts, while the opposition Social Democrats pushed for a new subsidy to encourage Czechs to get rid of their old cars. The whole package is expected to cost 40 billion crowns, nearly $2 billion. Rosie Johnston spoke to Jan Bureš, chief analyst at Poštovní spořitelna, who was lukewarm about the deal.
It could have been much more expensive package. It is not cheap, but it could have been much worse from my point of view.
With these compromises added into the financial anti-crisis package, do you believe it can still be effective?
Well, I do not believe very much in anti-crisis package effectiveness here at all, because we are a small open economy and we rely too much on what is happening outside of our borders. So myself, I would prefer to have a quite conservative and cheap package. There are things that can help, but I do not overestimate the effectiveness at all. I think what is crucial for us is how the packages in the United States and in Germany works.
A part of Germany's sort of fiscal measures that it's taken to boost the economy is a sort of scrap law encouraging people to get rid of their old cars. Something like that has now been included in this package, and people like Škoda Auto and even politicians from the opposition Social Democrats who wanted it, Zdeněk Škromach, have said this is not really all that helpful for Czech firms. Do you agree?
Absolutely, I agree. It may be a bit helpful for a part of the economy, but it's not a crucial help. If you consider that 95% of the car production goes abroad, there is not much sense in stimulating the domestic demand. It's expensive, and in this time we should be, as a small player, we should be rather conservative. We should not, even for the government, now they will have probably less revenues than last year because of the growth in unemployment. So they should behave in a more conservative way and do not waste money on the projects that are not efficient. And I consider the scrap premium not being efficient policy in a small open economy at all.
So why do you think it was put in as part of this anti-crisis package?
I mean, partly it's populism, because that's something the politicians can offer to people that is visible enough, and the politicians then can pretend, okay, we are doing something. That's what I think is important for them to show to the people, that they are really taking care of, to show them something that people understand. And scrap premium is quite easy to understand, actually. It's a quite easy mechanism.
That was Jan Bureš from Poštovní spořitelna on a proposed anti-crisis package due to be debated in Parliament.